Hi, I'm Ross Rosenberg. Welcome to my YouTube channel or my podcast, depending on where you are at this very moment. Today's subject I want to cover is what I call and believe, both from the deepest recesses of my intellect and my heart, is the only way for a codependent, or what I call someone who has self-love deficit disorder, or SLD, is the person's, the only way to defend yourself against narcissistic abuse. This video, this podcast, will not be covering what to do before you get into a relationship or what proactive measures you need to take in order to avoid such a relationship. That's a whole nother subject. This is what to do if you identify with the term self-love deficit disorder or codependency. And as you can see from this pyramid, that SLDD is a diagnostic term I created for codependency, and it is not this simple problem that involves you taking care of someone too much and just sacrificing your needs or trying to control people who can't be controlled. It's much deeper and broader. If you read my Human Magnet Syndrome books, you know that I see, understand, and conceptualize codependency as an interactional relationship problem that results from some serious mental health issues that are best illustrated by my SLDD pyramid. As you'll see, there's five levels, and each level from bottom to the top that most profoundly impacts the development of the disorder. And SLD can be understood through this pyramid. And just in its and by itself, it explains the difference of codependency and SLDD. Attachment trauma, core shame, pathological loneliness, and an addiction to a relationship which medicates or soothes pathological loneliness that in the way that I conceptualize it is also a withdrawal symptom of this addiction. Then at the very top of the pyramid is everything we know about SLDs and what they do and what their habits are and their patterns, very similar to what people understand as codependency. So the problem is not what they do or their habits or their relationship choices. The problem is much deeper. Because this presentation is about what I am putting on the title of the podcast and the YouTube video, a foolproof method to protect yourself against narcissistic abuse. Oh, I mean that. And I've been around, 35 or so years, developed my own theories about codependency and narcissism and how they magnetically connect and what is codependency and the creation of self-love deficit disorder. I also created a 10-stage treatment program. I created this a while ago, and I've been perfecting it ever since. It's called my Self-Love Recovery Treatment Program, and that is offered through sessions, online sessions through me, which, if interested, just contact us at help@selfloverecovery.com. But I digress. So a foolproof method for narcissistic abuse is not what so many other people in their podcasts and YouTube videos and other areas are talking about. They're all talking about how to avoid narcissism, how to avoid pathological narcissists who are inherently manipulative, how to overcome gaslighting. What people are doing with really good intentions, and I don't want to malign them, everyone is trying really hard to help you guys out, is they're trying to give you what I call is a Band-Aid approach, a Band-Aid solution. If you're going to solve a problem, you first have to understand it. And that is crucial. Can you imagine going to an oncologist, God forbid, or even an orthopedic surgeon? Let's just go with orthopedic surgeon, and they don't know nothing about the skeleton and how all the bones interact. Well, that's scary. Well, if you're going to go to get psychotherapy or some mental health help, and it's from a person that doesn't understand the core constituents of what is this codependency, the self-love deficit disorder, then you're just spinning your wheels. It's like a hamster wheel. A hamster, by the way, I believe this. I No hamster has ever confirmed this, but a hamster is running and he or she is thinking they're going to get to the end and everything will be fine, but they never really get anywhere. Well, I use that as an analogy for codependents who are seeking help from people who do not understand the problem, and therefore the solution doesn't match it. Because there are all sorts of psychotherapy methods that are used for SLDD or codependency, ranging from just regular supportive, human-centered, cognitive behavioral, self-psychology, the list goes on. And these are all legitimate psychotherapy practices, techniques. But if you're going to solve a problem, the solution has to be matched for it. If you're going to solve the problem of this life's curse, I know, because I've been married and divorced more than I want to admit to. But if you read my work, I do admit to it. But if you're going to solve this treatment-resistant problem that the mental health fields know so little bit about, you better find a person that understands what the problem is and then has a technique, a program that addresses it systematically, one element at a time based upon the elements of the problem. And that is my self-love recovery program. This 10-stage program was developed, as I said, probably, you know, I say it has been developed over the last 10 years, but to understand me, all this stuff has been percolating. So I say this to you guys, the ultimate answer, the protection plan that works, the fail-safe method to get out of this insanity is to first understand what the heck the insanity is. And again, there's a lot of well-meaning, very, very experienced, some educated and accomplished folks out there who are giving advice based upon a superficial understanding of the problem. Even Codependency Anonymous, they don't understand the problem. In fact, and I'm so proud, I'm bubbling with pride, in 1 week, after 4.5 years of writing it, 8 years since the last book, I'm going to be publishing what I believe is my masterpiece, The Codependency Revolution. This book will be available in Amazon and all the other places that are connected that sell books. And it is my attempt to finally explain what the heck this codependency is, to explain everything we know about it so that we can unlearn. Because you guys, the people that are listening or watching to me, you need a sensible, logical, intuitively obvious path forward to solve this lifelong malignant psychological disorder, self-love deficit disorder, SLDD, parentheses, codependency. It's not a problem that can be simplified by being in a relationship with a narcissist or submitting to the harm that they cause, whether it's gaslighting, abuse, neglect, abandonment, triangulation, poisoning your kids' minds, parental alienation. It goes on and on. Those are all the symptoms. Again, going back to my idea, Band-Aid therapy. You don't want to work at the level of the symptoms because it will feel good for a while, but the Band-Aid's going to fall off. And the deeper problem, a deeper, and I'm saying this metaphorically, a deeper infection that actually takes a very qualified expert, metaphorically, physician, but we go in and solve it at its core so that no longer is there a reason for the infection. SLDD is not a behavior problem. SLDD is not a cognitive problem, aka a thought problem or problem with thoughts. SLDD is not just an emotional regulation problem. It is nuanced. It is diverse. And the paradox of it is, if you accept it for what it is and you suspend the simple explanations that have been fed, again, unintentionally to people that need help, because I don't think there's a bad person out there that's trying to give wrong information or hurt you. They only know what they can see. But if you understand it, that this at the core, it's you don't love yourself, self-love deficit disorder. That name is the problem. And the problem, self-love deficiency, comes from for attachment trauma that goes way deep into our minds, our brains, so deep that we can't find it in regular therapy. It requires my healing the inner trauma child, trauma integration and resolution method. And there's videos on that. And I have videos available at my Self-Love Recovery Institute, selfloverecovery.com website, that just talk only about trauma and this trauma resolution integration method that I invented. I didn't even know I invented it about 25 years ago, and over time I've been perfecting it. So let me summarize what I've said so far. SLDD is a very serious, complicated problem that requires the practitioner to know what it is. Otherwise, the therapy or the services rendered are going to be superficial like a Band-Aid. A long time ago, I came up with, if you guys have followed me, I love metaphors and analogies. I also write poems, and I love to come up with ways to explain complicated subjects. So I thought about how SLDD and what people don't see or understand about it is like photographs of the universe. So if we look at four photographs, and some of this might be outdated, so forgive me for it. But if one is just looking at the image, the same image of, we'll call it one image of some constellation or some solar system, and we're looking at it through a camera that only registers visible light. And that would be, and that is the Hubble telescope. And then we look at the same picture that only registers the X-ray frequency of lights. And then we look at it from another telescope that does infrared. And then lastly, one that registers the gamma frequency of light. What we're going to see are five different pictures of the same thing, and they look different based upon the telescope you're using. And one of my favorite images that I see every so often on the internet is when they do a composite image. They do this actually pretty regularly now, with the new Spitzer telescope and the Hubble, and with all of these different photographs of the same thing, you get to see the nuances and the subtleties and the differences that would be absent in your viewing if you only saw it from one lens. So the analogy here is the lens is a perspective. My theories and the treatment program that has arisen from it are based upon this metaphorical use of, quote, and I air quoted for people listening to this, whole bunch of different telescopes. I'm just that way. I'm not trying to brag. I just have always been that way. I've always looked at things from a constellation of different perspectives. No pun intended. So I bring up this, what I call my Hubble telescope metaphor, is to understand that we codependents, we SLDs, who don't really understand the problem, haven't read my Human Magnet Syndrome book, we're going to see the problem from a one-dimensional point of view that shows so much less than we need to see if we want to solve it. So by reading my Human Magnet Syndrome book, because all the good stuff in the Human Magnet Syndrome book are included in a much updated version in my book, The Codependency Revolution, which is coming out in a week. So if we understand codependency and its variations, its variability, its different types, there is no one type codependent, but there is one definition for codependency. And you'll get that on my different videos. So again, whenever I say codependency, I'm talking about self-love deficit disorder and vice versa. So if we understand what is this monster that has been on our back ever since we were a child, it traces back that early. Attachment trauma, the relationship you had with a parent who's a narcissistic abuse, and the failed or stunted attachment because of that. And we go through the attachment trauma, core shame, pathological loneliness, the addiction, and the problem itself. And we connect that to a treatment program that addresses each level systematically in a logical, clinical, mental health-related, theory-rich treatment program, you're going to get better. So fail-safe protection against narcissistic abuse is nothing to do to or about the narcissist. It's nothing to do to escape it. All those things are good. I advise you to learn how to protect yourself or how to escape, but it doesn't matter, really. And if you're an SLD, you know this, because as my therapist told me, the problem is with a broken picker. The next one, even though you promise yourself that never again will be a crappy narcissist, it's going to be a crappy narcissist. My therapist has said, and I say this repeatedly, Ross, your problem is you fall in love with the same woman, but with a different face. And this is not a theory anymore. This was proposed 12 years ago when my first Human Magnet Syndrome book came out. It has been embraced globally, both by mental health practitioners and folks struggling with the problem. The goal is not to brag about my books, even though I'm really proud of them. The goal is to say that the problem can be solved if you know exactly what it is, where it comes from, and what keeps it alive, or inversely, what keeps a person from solving it. So if you understand that SLDD to most people are a bunch of symptoms, and you understand the resolution is to understand the problem, because you can't solve a problem if you don't understand it. There's so many examples in the history of medicine where people didn't really know what they had, therefore were open to suggestions to other people. So by understanding what it is, and you will get a full in-depth, it's my masterpiece. By the way, for those who are on my listening to the podcast, that pause, I'm showing a picture of the book cover. I apologize that you can't see that. But the book, The Codependency Revolution, Fixing What Was Always Broken, took me 4.5 years to create. My first two books, 11 months. And the reason I'm talking about this is not to get you to buy it, which would be good. We all have jobs, and this is connected to my job. No, it's not because of that. It's to help you understand that everything we know about codependency has been wrong. I've been talking about this nonstop for 13 or more years. Not only has it been wrong, I've been able to identify what's wrong and how to fix it. So you guys who are suffering a lifelong crippling disorder, self-love deficit disorder, codependency, it's not about your personality. It's not about your character. It's not just about the way you think and your relationship choices. It's deep. And I have been providing the self-love recovery treatment program for over 10 years. And as I learn more, it expands. And I'm blessed that way. I am blessed because as I figure stuff out in my own life, I'm able to add different levels of understanding so that I can share it with my clients, the people who are involved in my self-love recovery treatment program, and of course, you folks out in the video or podcast world. This video really is quite simple. If you want to uncover the monster that you probably consider codependency if you don't follow me, but if you do, this monster, self-love deficit disorder, you got to get to its core and solve it at each level of its core to finally get to its symptoms. We are not our problem symptoms. If you have a cough, someone gives you cough medicine. That is not solving the problem. Assuming there is a medical treatment and it's not a virus that just has to work its way out, you need to get to the very basic level of how it started and resolve it there. I promise you, there is hope out there. I promise you that by changing your point of view and your perspective on this problem and not blaming others, not being angry, not engaging in battles, not blaming other people for your problems. By the way, a codependent or an SLD is never responsible for the abuse that they experience or how their children are hurt. However, and this separates me from most everyone in the mental health field that specializes in codependency. And if you know me, you know it comes from empathy, intuition, and a deep connection with the world of suffering codependence. It's only going to get better if we understand our participation in it. The fact that we keep choosing people to actually find out are hurtful and endure consequences. And should we get a chance to get out of that relationship, our broken picker points to the next one. You want help? You want my foolproof codependency protection cure? Then, well, then contact me through my company at selfloverecovery.com or at help@selfloverecovery.com and reach out. Whether your income is limited, well, we have full-length seminar videos. It's this book, The Codependency Revolution, Fixing What Was Always Broken. It's a bold statement. It's a very bold statement. I've been in the field a long time, and for me to call out the whole mental health field surrounding codependency would be a really big risk if I could be wrong. I could ruin my career, but I won't, because it's right. And it's all there in black and white. And all the therapists and mental health providers that follow me keep supporting it. So trust me, if not them, don't give up. Get help. At the very least, get my book so you can have information. You can't solve a problem if you don't know what it is. If my seminar videos, which are 4 to 6 hours long, if that's all you can afford, those are really valuable. Or if possible, give my organization a call, book an appointment with me, and I will put my heart, soul, and mind into the objective of helping you heal from the problems, keep compelling you to fall in love and stay with terrible, malignant, pathological narcissists. Thank you for considering my information. And thank you for considering my advice, because I sincerely want to help you. And I've been doing this too long just to like write books and try to get new clients. Now, I have an invested interest in helping the global blight of codependency. And I don't want you to feel you're alone and get stuck in false promises and effective treatment. So thank you for taking the time to consider what I've talked about today and be happy. And if you don't love yourself, you gotta find a way, because that is the medicine. That is the primary medicine to ward off narcissists. They don't know what to do with people that love themselves and have confidence. All right. You guys take care and be well.